on it.
In terms of the bill, what do you see as the holdup from what the Senate passed to what the House is wanting? What issues are we looking at?
Probably the biggest single issue in the difference between the House and the Senate is the House took a huge amount of money out of nutrition programs. That's our SNAP program. That's our school feeding programs, summer feeding programs, all that kind of stuff. Now, we took some out of ours, but they went overboard. They took twice as much out. And we're saying, wait a second. We struggled over this. We fought over this. We finally got Democrats and Republicans to agree. But the House Republicans have said, no, they want twice as much at a time when we still have a high rate of unemployment, poverty is increasing, and at a time when we know food prices are going to go up. And you're going to cut down on our nutrition programs? I don't think so.
Is there a way to pull that into a separate legislation to get the farm bill through? I mean, is there a way to separate them to get the farm bill through?
Well, they've talked about that for the last 30, 40 years, and it may seem to make sense. But on the other hand, one of the ways we've been able to get a farm bill through is nutrition programs. Because a lot of the city people, urban people in the House, not so much the Senate, because every senator has some rural area, some farm area, but in the House, they say, why should we vote for a farm bill? Well, they vote for it because all these feeding and nutrition and food stamps and all that are in that farm bill. So I have not been in favor of separating them, in favor of keeping them together. Also for the reason that I think we have a lot of expertise on the Ag Committee and in the Department of Agriculture as to what is good nutrition, how the food stamp program ought to be run, and we've done it. I mean, we've been doing it all this for the last half century. I would not want to turn that over to Health and Human Services or someone else that's never run that and that has no connection with agriculture.
What do you say to farmers? They're out here. You got a number of them with you today. They're in the heat. They're working on this stuff, and you guys left Washington without a farm bill, without the drought bill. What do you say to them when they say, why are you leaving?
All I can say is the Senate passed a farm bill with Republican and Democratic support. And we got over 70 votes, I think, for it, if I'm not mistaken, supported by all the farm groups. Yet the House won't do it. I'm sorry, I have no control over the House of Representatives. And then they want to pass a drought bill at the last minute, the last day before we went out for August break. They passed a drought bill very close. It wasn't a bipartisan bill that takes all the money out of agriculture to pay for the drought. Well, as I've said before, whenever we have a disaster in this country, we don't take it out of the hides of those that suffer the disaster. We didn't say to New Orleans and Louisiana when Katrina hit, oh, well, now, we'll give you money for the disaster. Now we're going to take it out of your roads and bridges and everything else. No, we don't do it when a hurricane hits another part or a tornado hits and destroys an area. Or you have big fires. We take it out of everyone's pocket. Everyone contributes to that. The House, a minority of the House Republicans have said no, they got to take it out of the conservation programs of agriculture. And as I hear today, what I hear is that's the last place you want to take it from. We need more conservation rather than less.
Is anything going to change before? I mean, you mentioned to one of the farmers about September doing this. Is there anything going to change over this break, or are we looking at something after the election in the kind of the lame duck period?
Well, we got to get a disaster bill through in September so that it goes retroactive to last year, see, so that we can begin to get adjustments made and stuff and cover things this fall. I think one way or the other we're going to have to reach some compromise on this in September. I mean, I hate to compromise with a gun held at my head, but that's what the House... A few of the House Republicans, I hate to paint them all with a brush, but a few of the House Republicans are doing.
In terms of, and you also mentioned it too, the other thing that was brought up was regulations, the EPA. How much do you work with the EPA? I think you mentioned you hadn't maybe met the director of the EPA. How much do you work with the EPA?
I don't think I've ever met her. Well, the EPA is not under my jurisdiction, not under Ag Committee. It's a separate entity. Well, I worked with the EPA. When I was chairman of the Ag Committee, I would work with the EPA on different things. But I don't work that much with the EPA.
What do you think of the job they're doing just from being in Washington and being back here in Iowa?
Well, as I said, sometimes I have a love-hate relationship with them. I think they've done a lot of good things in the past. They've cleaned up waterways. They've cut down on a lot of pollution things. And we're better for it. A lot of smokestack emissions and stuff. They've put things down. People have cleaned it up. It's okay. And once in a while, they kind of get into nitpicking level things that don't have a big... Well, like when they wanted to regulate farm dust from combines and stuff like that. I mean, just... Well, finally, they came to their senses. I mean, finally, they said, yeah, fine, we're not going to do that. But somebody in there was trying to mess around on that. But, you know, just got to be vigilant, that's all. No, that's our job, being vigilant on the EPA. Okay?
Can we get a picture with Bob here before we take that?
Yes, but you said?
Cindy Yutzi, yes. Delegate City.
Yep.
Nice to see you.
Good to see you, too. Good to see you. Veterans education money and what some of these for-profit schools are doing, taking their money and not giving them a good education. And once you use your GI Bill stuff, you can't get it again. You get it one time. That's it. And if it's squandered on a not very good education, that's not good. And a lot of these for-profit schools have gone out. They've gone to military bases. They do heavy recruiting and heavy advertising and get these guys in there and get their money, and within 1 year they drop out. But the for-profit schools have the money.
How do you deal with that?
Well, we are dealing with that. We're setting up with the military points. Let's say that, okay, let's say a GI wants to, or an active duty wants to exercise his GI Bill rights. They have to go to a veterans counselor, get counseling on how much money they get, what course of study they want to do, what the schools are charging, and then they have to do comparison shop. They say, well, you're going to go to this school, they're charging $21,000 for 2 years, and your community college is charging you four. Don't you think you want to go to the community college instead? In other words, so we're setting up these steps they got to go through before they can sign on the dotted line.
Are any of these in place, or is this what you're working
on? No, that's
too?
What we're working on right now. Yeah, no, they're not in place right now. We're working on that right now. There's a bill in right now that I hope we can get done this year. So one way or the other, probably in the lame duck session. Senator Webb, and I'm on the bill, but he's the lead, Senator Webb and some others, to do just this. Mm-hmm. It was Senator Webb who championed the bill to give more generous benefits to our active duty personnel from Iraq and Afghanistan. And then he found out that these for-profit schools were coming in here sucking up all the money, and it's kind of made him mad. So he now has this bill, and he's done. He's quitting. Senator Webb is not coming back. And this would be kind of one of the things that we would do for someone retiring. And since he was the lead author of the bill that allowed this, he wants to change it. We'll probably support him in that.
Thank you.
Did you make the statement either a farm bill or a jobs bill?
No.
Or did I misunderstand?
I said we'll have either a farm bill or a drought bill in September. We're either going to get our farm bill done in September. If we absolutely can't get that done, then we will have some kind of a drought bill that will be retroactive to last year, filling for this drought season. One of those two things will happen.
I misunderstood.
Not jobs, either. Maybe I'm misunderstanding.
I'm hard of hearing.
Oh, well, I got two of those too. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I do too. Yeah.